distinct honor, maybe with Mavic or Pivi, to have been to every one of these since we started. So 7 years later, what we wanted to do is not repeat old recommendations. So in our small groups, we divided in 7 subgroups and we had our friends on Zoom. We went through the old recommendations and we'll have a lot more on paper to share. But some of the key ones we did create is, in terms of development of the National Action Plan, one recommendation is to do what the other two groups suggested, which is broaden the definition of what is the NAP for. It's not just about war or armed conflict, it's about addressing human security and all the issues that are critically important new strategic objectives. And the second recommendation, also building on the other two groups, is involve civil society in identifying and consulting from the ground up what those priorities should be. So the NAP should not be written by bureaucrats in the capital. It should really come down from the base up in terms of what are the core issues. In terms of these emerging issues, one recommendation is, like, for years now, and this a little bit for us who have grown up or aged in this field, sometimes it's strange where people tell me, well, climate change is an emerging issue, or PVs, or all of these issues have emerged 20 years ago. It's just we are now paying attention to them from WPS perspective. But what we need now is to really create an operational approach to tackle climate change, operational approach to bring youth into this agenda. So we need, like, in a sub-action plans, if you will, to really tackle these topics. The next one is really to formalize support in terms of the women's role in the emerging crisis. And I think Mavic said what we had learned from the pandemic through the Nile crisis in Ukraine and other places, it is really the women peace builders who overnight suddenly are the superwomen who become also the first responders in all of these crises. So that needs to be codified and recognized. In terms of coordination, what we need is to strengthen the advisory group that we have heard quite a few examples already exist, in which also civil society, but a number of key ministries play a role. And what we also need to be very clearly specifying is what are the term references, what are the key roles and expectations of different ministries, departments, and agencies. Number 4, my favorite topic, is monitoring and evaluation. Really talking accountability and learning. And the first recommendation that's new is really how do we mainstream the NAP indicators into the other national priorities and strategies? And we mentioned 3 in particular: national security strategy, national development strategy, and national women's strategy, so that the NAP indicators are clearly tracking and contributing to this agenda. And number 4B is to also focus, my favorite, outcome indicators. What is that higher level change? What are we actually contributing at the long run? So that we are not just counting the number of speeches minister gives on March 8th, but we are really tracking what difference are we making for ordinary people. And what we need more of, and our representatives on Zoom from Mexico were mentioning, we need academic building connections, particularly to track qualitative indicators. So over the lifetime of a NAP, what has really been that contribution to difference? And what we do need is to invest capacity and resources into monitoring that qualitative change over time. Number 5 was our focus on civil society, and again, codifying and really enshrining civil society participation from the very start, not just as a nice to do, but really recognizing the technical expertise and the actual key to implementation that often does rest with civil society. And then also really focusing on local grassroots organizations in many countries now, and I'm glad that Uganda is represented here, where we're really working on the local action plans. And some countries like Colombia that don't yet have a NAP, but have a local action plan. And again, I could not thank my beloved Mavic for the help on the local action plan, where you really are giving local civil society not only the capacity, but the bridge to the government to really focus on implementation. And last, but definitely not least, is donde está el dinero? Where is the money? How do we finance this? How do we make this real? Because without money, this is not a political priority just for the speeches and the open debate in October. This is how we make this agenda real. So the two things is, we suggested, bring the finance ministry from the very start, and clarify where the resources are coming from. So again, recognizes that already many activities, even in the small budgets or the nations that formally don't have a budget, there are certainly certain things that are already happening. So where are those resources coming from? In some countries at the local level, there's a 3% contribution of the local government to implementation, etc. And my favorite idea, which is, I think in Zimbabwe, they have an HIV AIDS tax, was the idea of actually let's tax people. Let's create a WP levy for implementation of the NAP. Thank you.